Human service agencies are hopeful legislation approved Thursday by state lawmakers will finally get them money, but they shouldn't start spending just yet. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. It would seem like social service agencies that have waited for more than 10 months for cash from the state could be confident they're close to receiving some. Judging by the bipartisan vote, Democrats and Republicans alike voted for a plan to forward $700 million to programs that support the elderly, homeless, and disabled. There wasn't a single legislator who voted no. And yet, Governor Bruce Rauner has been noncommittal about whether he'll sign the stopgap spending into law.
Let's not spend too much time trying to do more bridge deals, short-term deals, when we've only got 2.5 weeks left.
Does that mean you would veto it?
I'm encouraging a grand bargain.
The governor's office is upset. The plan doesn't include money it needs to pay utility bills and prison vendors. It also points to technical issues the administration says will block money from reaching the very programs the bill is supposed to help. But a veto of emergency money to the state's most vulnerable populations could be politically damaging to Rauner. I'm Amanda Vinicky.